need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Good afternoon.
Doing today, and you come out. You are so insensitive. What happened to sensitive Super Don?
What are you talking about?
This is Smurfs.
No, this is just what?
The Smurfs theme. You knew what we were going to talk
this
about.
This is the Smurfs theme.
This is the Smurfs theme. Yes, and you know what you're doing.
I didn't know. I didn't realize it. That's a nice song.
My apologies, condolences to the family of Paul Carrison. And I apologize for my insensitive Super Don for playing the Smurf. Yes, come on. You know what? They call him Papa Smurf. The blue man died yesterday.
It's 1980s, National 1980s Flashback Cartoon Day.
You're making that up. You're just trying to cover your track. Please excuse Super Don. You go back into your producer's corner here. Seriously. This Paul Carrison, remember, we've been talking about Paul Carrison for how many years here on the show? How many years on the Robert Scott Bell show? We had to talk about the blue man, right? Because he was on Oprah. He was on NBC's Today Show. Remember, they were carting him out like the poster child for why you don't want to do colloidal silver. And now at 62 years of age, the man has left the planet. And listen, the mainstream media is trying subtly to convince you that the reason he's dead is because of colloidal silver. You know how they're going to play this game.
Well, listen, in my defense, ABC News,
yes,
their own headline of the story called him Papa Smurf. It said Papa Smurf.
Oh, now, don't be stooping down to the mainstream media's tactics here and say, oh, that's my alibi.
But that's what it said.
That's not good. Hey, are the phones working today, Super Don? Can I give out the number or not? I don't
actually
even know.
I don't know. We've got to
give out yesterday's number.
Yeah.
All right, well, the number yesterday...
Scott can help us with what the toll-free number is for today.
Yeah, I have it. It's 877-317-6432. I hope that's right.
Yes, 877-317.
No, 6432. Listen, this is serious business. We've got a news clip on this. Go ahead and run the first Blue Man clip right now to hear about what happened to him.
62-year-old Paul Carrison, the man with blue skin, passed away Monday.
Carrison shocked the world 5 years ago when he came forth as the man whose skin had literally turned blue. Carrison died of a heart attack and a stroke in a Washington hospital on Monday.
Now, that should be the end of the story there, because it's another tragedy due to heart disease. Or maybe the treatment for it was. We'll find out in a little while. But the twists and the turns, as you'll hear the mainstream media reporting Paul Carrison's death, are pretty predictable in terms of what they want you to come out or come away with. The message is colloidal silver is dangerous. It's no good. And you're going to hear that in a moment. By the way, I do want to preview just briefly. We've got Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, launching a new TV show. And he's going to be on to announce it today on the air. Also, it is Outside the Box Wednesday. So remember, Ty Bollinger will be with us. And he might have to take over with Super Don, because I'm just so disgusted with Super Don and the Smurf theme. I might have to leave early today.
Oh, jeez.
No. Listen, we've been sparring off here. People don't know. We've been talking about where we got to go with some other stories. We'll get to that. So you definitely want to stay tuned today, because you don't know where we're going to end up. So anyways, here, the idea is, all right, they said it. They said he died of a heart attack. Tragedy. Paul Carrison, the blue man. Now, the question is, where are they going to go? They're going to have to pick out not only the fact that he was blue because of Argyria, but they're going to try and convince you that maybe it caused his death. Go ahead and run clip two.
Daily Mail reports the blue skin was actually a side effect from a silver compound Kerrison used on his face to treat dermatitis.
Okay, so he was making, just so you know, colloidal silver at home, although it was colloidal who knows what, because when you're at home making this stuff, quality control is not the highest degree of possibility, if you will, outside of a lab setting. So likely he was using salt, likely there were other metal contaminants in there, and yes, the guy consumed massive quantities, admittedly, drinking it and putting it on topically, and he turned his deep, dark Smurf blue. That's why Super Donald, excuse him, played the Smurf theme, just to remind you of that. Yeah, you snicker. You go ahead and snicker, buddy.
Come on.
This man is not with us, but I'm telling you, he didn't die from silver. But this is the indication. Now, if you need more evidence, and we've railed off plenty of evidence over the years, in fact, of their own mouths, the mouths of babe journalists that are not journalists, they're talking heads in the media. If you remember when that crash happened in San Francisco, and you know they set off the names of the pilots, We Too Low. So you understand that these people don't think, they just read. I'm not saying that this woman wrote the script she's reading, but you got, if you know anything about silver, even in medical science, especially the peer-reviewed literature, you'll know what you're about to hear is absolutely a flat-out lie, but we got to hear it straight from the mouth of the news reporter, this clip now.
While silver does not have antibacterial properties, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says the FDA does not consider colloidal silver to be safe or effective in treating diseases.
Okay, that was a weird sentence. She started wild. She says, while silver has no antibacterial properties. An outright lie. I mean, it's like the most profound.
When?
Yeah, I know. It's the most profound substance on planet Earth in dealing with bacterial infections and other things like that. But it starts, while it has no antibacterial, the FDA has not approved it as safe and effective. It's like, it's a non sequitur. It just doesn't flow. It's designed purposefully, written purposefully to just confuse you that not only does it have no properties of value, but the FDA hasn't approved it either as safe and effective.
Well, and you know, the FDA has not approved the sun to be a source of vitamin D either.
Well, you're right. And if you claim it to prevent cancer, as we know it does.
Therefore, it does not. It cannot.
Do you remember we had set up NASA or a private space agency to send the FDA up to the sun to arrest it for providing cancer prevention without approval by government?
Send the sun an angry letter. Yes.
Right. So for you, let it burn up there. Now, a lot of what the FDA does should be burned up. We know that. Now, the antibacterial properties, of course, exist. Peer-reviewed literature. Modern medicine has been using it since the late 1800s. They abandoned it, of course, for antibiotics, but now they're re-embracing it. I mean, the peer-reviewed literature embracing silver in with antibiotics to make the antibiotics work again, right? But no, of course, this news head, this news babe talks about it saying no antibacterial properties, and the FDA has not approved it for safety or efficacy. Now, the question is, do you rely on the FDA to tell you whether something works and whether it's safe? Because if you do, you might follow Paul Kerrison's footsteps out the end of the world here. And I'm going to explain why. Because it relates to what he really died of. And they did mention it in the first clip, and they go through it a little bit more with some confusion again because they throw silver in, which really had nothing to do with it. Go ahead and run this last clip here.
Kerrison shot to fame after an appearance on the Today Show, and it was apparent his health was wavering. Here he is in 2009 discussing some health issues.
A blocked artery that required stents being put in place, and prostate cancer. My PSA numbers are way down now, so presumably that's a good thing.
In that interview, Kerrison said if he'd known what the colloidal silver would do to his skin, he likely would have never used it.
Now, there's nothing newsworthy about that last statement of the newsmaker, writer, whatever, not writer, but speaker, because she said if he had known, but it had nothing to do with the fact that he had stents. He had stents put in his vascular system, which means he was on blood-thinning drugs, likely on Plavix.
Right.
Which, indeed, can kill you, can cause internal bleeding and bleed-outs. And he was likely on anti-cholesterol medication.
Yeah,
he was under the care.
Suffering from heart disease, you know, and as much.
And he had a heart attack and a stroke.
Yeah, as much silver as you use, if your rest of your lifestyle is not good, then, I mean, you know, there's going to be other problems.
Exactly. We'll get into some more of that because silver doesn't cause argyria unless you have it in the wrong form and the too much of an amount.
Right.
What is that?
Yeah.
That must mean
we've got a news alert.
News alert here on the Robert Scadbelt Show. Breaking
alert.
News.
We must have breaking news. I believe I'm hearing that there is some major announcement taking place in Congress. I think they're working on something really important. I think we need to go straight to the feed at Congress to find out what is going on there. Let's go ahead and just kind of poke our head in here.
I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them.
What?
Sam, I am.
Oh. What is going on?
Would you like them in a house? Would you like them with a mouse?
Well, it would appear that the green eggs and ham bill is being discussed and debated right now.
I do not like them here or there.
That is Senator Ted Cruz of Texas reading.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
Dr. Seuss in the Senate. I endorse that. I think that's great. I'm so pleased they're finally doing something that will not harm the American people and will not harm people overseas. Ted Cruz overnight, as you know, filibuster that wasn't a filibuster, reading in at that moment from Dr. Seuss, Green Eggs and Ham, speaking about Blue Man. We'll get to that. I mean, obviously, we've got to cover, and we will, the Obamacare issue. What's going on? Is it going to be defunded? Is it going to be funded? We'll check more from Congress, from the Senate, on that filibuster that wasn't a filibuster with Ted Cruz in a little while. Also, remember, Mike Adams joining us to preview his new TV show. Ty Bollinger goes outside the box with Dr. Brad Weeks and Super Don. I may have to dart out early, so be ready. But one more thing on the issue of silver. Remember, it's the silver salts, it's the silver proteins, it's the high PPM concentrations, which is why I only use the bioactive silver hydrosol that I get from Natural Immunogenics. You know it, the Sovereign Silver. We do the Sovereign Silver here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you can take that, and I've interviewed a former FDA toxicologist, second up there at toxicology at FDA, talking about this form of silver. She said it is not possible to turn yourself blue with that form of silver. You couldn't consume enough over the next 70 years, assuming 100% of it stays in your body. The hydrosol isolates the nano-sized particles that are charged, active, ready to do work, and then they're easily bound down via the metallothionein, glutathione production, phase 2 liver conjugation, and out through you-know-what. Yeah, solid waste, you know. Do I have to say it? No, no poopy jokes here.
La, 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 la.
Sorry about that, Paul Carrison, wherever you are. Hope you're making them smile there, too. All right? Silver is good for you. You just got to have the right form. When we come back, more updates on the filibuster, Senate, Obamacare, and you, and how you can filibuster it wherever you are. Right here, right now, on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you eat them in a box? Would you eat them with a fox? Not in a box, not with a fox. Not in a house, not with a mouse. I would not eat them here or there. I would not eat them anywhere.
I would not eat green eggs and ham.
I do not like them.
Senator from Texas reading his kids to sleep last night in the Senate. And I'm just like, I know Super Don and I were, if you think I was a little, a little antagonistic and mean to Super Don, send your hate mail to askrsb@gmail.com and he'll get it. No,
I'm kind of depressed. I need a homeopathic remedy here.
I need a hug. All right. No, Don, you're good. You're fine. But I actually liked what Ted Cruz has been doing overnight. Now, I realize that some people have said, well, it's a waste of time because they're still going to vote to fund Obamacare. Listen, I realize that. As I said, the solutions to the problem are not there where the problems are created. I have argued this for a long time, and I do it on a personal level as well as the political level, that the power to nullify is yours. They cannot make you. They can pretend to. They can try and force you. They can try and fine you. Maybe they'll try and jail you. They're not going to be able to jail millions of people when they say, we ain't going. Like all of you that admire Rosa Parks, who says, no, I am not going to the back of the bus.
Right.
It is time, if you haven't figured this out, to say, no, I will not participate in what I consider to be the leading cause of death in America, the allopathic medical monopoly strengthened by this thing called Obamacare. It is not affordable. There's no health in it. There's no care in it. And what we want to do is restore integrity to healing, and that cannot be done via fiat mandate, constitutional or unconstitutional, up there in Washington, D.C. But it has been a very exciting, interesting 24 hours with Cruz going up there and going, no. He actually did some things I have never thought would ever happen on the floor of the Senate. I mean, did you, Superdome? I mean, watching this guy?
No. I mean, the Green Eggs and Ham was funny, but then I didn't actually find out till later that there were a couple of other really funny things that he did up there. Great political
career. In fact, yeah. I had a laugh-out-loud moment when he was talking about, the government being the evil empire. And, of course, the liberals are going nuts right now. I don't mean classical liberals. Those who just believe in the goodness of government. Sorry, don't join the club here. Listen, our family founders knew how dangerous government was. That's why they limited it and put it in a very small constitutional cage, which it's escaped from and had long since passed.
And I love the analogy. I mean, if you look and think about the evil empire and the rebel alliance, you know, obviously anybody who knows, we're referring to Star Wars. And listen to what Ted Cruz had to say. Great impression here of the tall, dark man in the cage.
A tall gentleman in a mechanical breathing apparatus come forward and say in a deep voice, Mike Lee, I am your father.
The Force was with you.
No Yoda, but well, what a great impression of Darth Vader, huh?
Yeah, Mike Lee, I am your father. That was classic. I mean, listen, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, how dare him desecrate the Senate? Listen, stop with the desecration. It's not a religious institution. It's a scum-filled cesspool of corruption. And, you know, listen, hey, do I agree 100% with Ted Cruz? No, but it's never about that. Who are you going to agree 100% with? I've heard it said that if you can agree with someone 100% of the time, without fail, that one of you is not needed. There is individuality. Even Super Don and I can, you know, cross paths and go, you know, I don't think I agree with that. But that's all right. We still get along. We love each other. Now, don't get any strange ideas there. You know what I'm talking about.
The
vitamin L flowing here. So Ted Cruz, he goes further there. Now I'm thinking Jeff Foxworthy's the next to show up here in the Senate because we need a redneck joke to kind of round out what's going on in the Senate, man. That'll put I guess, some kind of balance to the Force because he just brought the dark side in with Darth Vader. So where does Ted Cruz go next?
Redneck rule number one. Most things can be fixed with duct tape and extension cords.
Yes. Now that's what I want. If I'm going to be for a constitutional amendment, it's that Congress and the President and even the Supreme Court, the only thing they're allowed to do to fix things is use duct tape and extension cords.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Could you imagine tuning into C-SPAN, you know, just breezing through the channels and come across C-SPAN, which you totally expect to be just some kind of a snore fest as it usually is, and suddenly come across Ted Cruz sitting there telling a redneck joke. That's great.
I endorse it. I'm wholly supportive of it. And I am not too concerned if the government shuts down. Because if you read the things that are going to be affected, the people who have, let's say, liberty at their heart and want to live without leeching off of others will have no problem with them shutting down for a while, and they'll do just fine. Like when hospitals shut down, the death rate actually declines. People will live. They will survive, and inevitably they're going to have to learn how to do it because they can't sustain what they're doing. Whether they fund Obamacare or not, it's done. We'll be back with Mike Adams.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and a money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott.
Go. All right, here we go.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
That's right, and here we are defending the status quo in the Senate. Ted Cruz bringing in green eggs and ham, Darth Vader, redneck jokes, and we have the Health Ranger with us, Mike Adams. He's launching a new TV show. We're going to talk about that momentarily, but Mike, I'm sure you're very upset about how Ted Cruz is denigrating the sanctity of that fine institution.
Well, I agree with Reed. I mean, the guy is a total anarchist, right? Isn't that what Senator Reed described him as?
That's right. How dare that Ted Cruz make us look silly?
Yeah, apparently. So actually discussing law is now an anarchist strategy, apparently, to the Senate majority leader there. So, you know, you got to wonder if Nancy Pelosi believes that, too, because she's the one who said you got to pass the law to find out what's in it. But I guess reading it might be an act of terrorism then.
You know, it's even more bizarre. We mentioned Pelosi just the other day, how she's saying, you know, acknowledging that the, you know, James Hoffa and the unions are now against this. They say it's the death of the 40-hour work week. And she comes on and said, and she said this 2 years ago, she reiterated it. Well, this is actually a good thing because now the people that don't work 40 hours, they'll be able to follow their they can become musicians. They can be creative. They can pursue happiness.
Well, this is just another example that these people are truly delusional. I mean, mentally, you know, certifiable here. Isn't she the same woman who said that Obama is very neutral and not partisan? I mean, come on. They're delusional. So Obamacare across the country right now, and I wrote an article on this last night that's going fairly viral today. People all across the country are receiving letters now from their employers saying,
yes,
your health coverage is being dropped. People are having their hours cut across the board, especially in the food service industry, which is where a lot of the job creation actually happened in the last decade. And not only are they having their hours cut, but they're having their jobs cut or eliminated in many cases. Every employer out there is scrambling to push as many people onto part-time positions as possible. Now, this is the result of Obamacare. So Obamacare is really, it's a form of, it's an economic weapon of mass destruction for America. It is destroying the working class American citizen. And as I argued in my story, this is the goal, to turn workers into victims so that they will vote for Democrats the next time around. The Democrats are, of course, the party of victimization, entitlements, and rescue plans from the government. They don't want people to be individually empowered on their own. They want everybody to be a victim. So that's what this is really all about.
There you go, being mean to Democrats again, Mike. I don't know. Listen, I love what you wrote. In fact, it was funny because just a couple of days ago on the air, I looked at this Obamacare debacle, and I said, it was designed to fail on purpose. There's no other way you can describe it because it's such...
Right.
It's an impossibility to manifest. They don't know what they're doing, except on some level, somebody knew, if we do this, we're going to get that. The people are going to say, it didn't work, let's get that socialized single-payer system that we really want.
Well, people are about to find out just how much it doesn't work, because October 1, the Obamacare changes are supposed to open up, get ready for all kinds of computer glitches and sticker shock, as people realize they're going to have to pay double or triple what they used to pay. But really, and Ted Cruz covered this in his semi-filibuster speech yesterday. He and Senator Lee covered this. The contortions that the U.S. Supreme Court had to go through in order to turn this into law are just extraordinary. And Chief Justice Roberts, of course, was pivotal in that. And I can only conclude that the NSA had dirt on him, and he was blackmailed into that decision.
We don't know if he's a cross-dresser. We don't know. We don't know. But the fact is, that's what we speculated. They know everything going on, so if they need you to pull the plug a certain way and not the other, they just show you the picture. Remember when you did this? Okay, yes, it's a tax. It's constitutional. You can have it.
Well, exactly. We could be suffering under Obamacare today because, theoretically, Chief Justice Roberts, you know, had a couple of mistresses or something. I'm not saying he does. We don't know, because his secrets have remained secret, but there could be something like that that was used as leverage to try to embarrass him in order to get him to make that decision, which was blatantly unconstitutional to say that, oh, this is now a tax. And, of course, the whole thing was sold to the American people as not a tax.
Right. And, of course, it raises the question of origination of what we call taxation, only in the House of Representatives, not the Senate. So there's another suit going up to the Supreme Court on that basis alone. But I say, don't wait for it. Nullify it. It's our birthright and obligation for the states and the people to go, uh-uh, I ain't going to the back of the bus. Do what Rosa Parks did.
But this is also the end of sanity, because in the federal government can now, according to the Supreme Court, it can now compel individuals to purchase anything, any service, any product. I mean, what if the federal government's new plan to save Detroit is to mandate that all Americans have to buy a Ford vehicle manufactured in Detroit? Under the Supreme Court, they can now do that, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. And if you don't buy the car, the IRS can just fine you for the equivalent purchase price of a car like they're doing with Obamacare. I mean, this is complete economic insanity here.
And another irony, Mike, is that the IRS Employees Union doesn't want Obamacare either.
Well, nobody wants Obamacare, not even Congress, not the Senate. I mean, they are exempted from certain aspects of it.
Yes.
Nobody wants Obamacare except, of course, the drug companies love it.
Mm-hmm.
Those who feed off of human suffering and chronic disease, they love the system because Obamacare is really a guarantee of ongoing chronic disease and suffering. It is the opposite of health care. It is disease management monopoly. That's what Obamacare really is.
And it's a mandate of the diseased customer base that they turn you into via the very healthcare system that is not health, and there's no real caring unless they care about their own profits, and that's why it manifested. Now, moving to solutions, because it's not enough to, you know, point out these obvious absurdities now. The thing is, we're not waiting. We've never been ones that wait for it. Mike, you with Natural News, what we do here on Natural News Radio and the Robert Scott Bell Show, we also provide these ways out. One of the things that you've done, and this is also, I think, evidence that you're into cloning, because you don't have enough time to do everything you do, and now you're starting a TV show. How is this possible?
Yeah, the show's called Secrets to Health, and it's available right now on secretstohealth.tv. It's part of the Gaiam universe of content. I contracted with Gaiam TV to film 12 episodes. We've filmed four so far, shooting four more in the next week or so. And it's with Ed Group from Global Healing Center, who's a great, great guy, knows all detox strategies and things like that. So together we show people, we teach people in each episode about how to protect themselves from these toxins and these threats like GMOs, vaccines, fluoride, radiation, electropollution, and many, many other things. So right now you can watch the first episode for free. It's on GMOs. After the first episode, another episode comes out every week. Again, go to secrets2health.tv to see the first episode. But then if you want to watch the other episodes, you got to be a Gaiam member, which is kind of like Netflix. And for, I think, $9 a month or something like that, you get access to thousands of shows, including Pilates, yoga, speeches on consciousness. George Norrie has shows on there, raw food people, nutritionists, all kinds of things. I mean, literally thousands, the whole universe of shows that you get to watch, kind of like Netflix again. It's actually called Netflix, the Netflix of conscious media is the slogan that's being used to describe Gaiam by many people. So that's what Gaiam is all about.
Very cool. We have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com as well if you want to check it out, and including the first episode where you get to learn some good things. And I think this is more valuable than anything Obamacare would throw at you, because you actually get to be exposed to the things that will actually work to keep you well, much less get you well if you've fallen off the well wagon like many Americans have. And, Mike, I think this is the kind of work that you're doing, that we're doing here, that is pressuring the old media to do things that I find so extraordinary. You know, I mentioned Nick Gonzalez. Our friend was on TV on Fox News with Carol Alt, who's on the show tomorrow. And you wouldn't believe what they were able to reveal.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And yeah, we are forcing the mainstream media to change their tune. Otherwise, they're losing the audience to folks like you and me. And we're not sitting still on anything. We're forging ahead. Really steamrolling across the skeptics with actual science. So we're conducting actual science. I'm doing a tremendous amount of research this year in the Natural News Forensic Food Lab. We are expanding our own science online research. We just finished the calculations for 12 million scientific studies. They will be uploaded within about a week. So we have 12 million studies online, 12 million studies indexed, covering everything from superfood and nutrition, you name it. That's all at science.naturalnews.com. It's a free resource. We are leaving everybody in the dust on what we're doing. And it's all privately funded. We don't get any funds from government. We don't get any grants from anybody. We don't get any tax incentives like the failed solar companies that Obama was supporting. We earn money by selling honest, healthy products through a store and running ads. And we carefully select sponsors, and then we use that money to do good for humanity through this kind of research. So it's a simple model, and we work hard at it, and the results speak for themselves.
Well, and it starts with a thought form that, you know, like I say every hour, the power to heal is yours, is that the people do have the ability to discern information, to make decisions without a nanny state trying to protect them from themselves, because that nanny state and guys of FDA or others often is endorsing and claiming safe that which is deadly. All too often we've covered these things in recent stats showing that 440,000 people a year now dying in hospitals.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny. Every time there's a shooting, I have to force people to look at the number of deaths caused by over-the-counter painkillers. You know, 14,000 people bleed to death a year in America alone from non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. You got 100,000 Americans dying from FDA-approved prescription drugs every year. So, and you know, I could go on, more and more examples. Antibiotics are killing, 23,000 Americans a year just from superbug infections. That's a CDC statistic. So you've got, you know, a shooting, there might be a dozen people die, and that's a tragedy, but in the bigger picture, the far greater threat to our health is the medical system. That's what we need to really be careful of.
Well, and this is the place where you're empowered with the ways to navigate through it. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, new TV show. Check it out. It's all linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Mike, thanks for being here. Always great to blast out the good news.
Thank you, Robert. Great to join you. Have a great show.
All right. We'll continue. Outside the Box Wednesday starts a little early because Ty Bollinger's coming on board. He's going to carry us through the rest of the day in case I have to run out. No, I'm not really mad at Super Don. Be back after this.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. In the direst of situations, there's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity Booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
American woman, isn't it? We got stories about women. We do. Women. We do. And Ty Bollinger joins us a little bit earlier than the Outside the Box Hour because I've asked him to hold the fort. Hold the phone, Ty. You're going to take over next hour for me because I actually have to train a bunch of doctors and pharmacists on natural medicines and silver.
Oh, no. Good. Well, I'm glad that I'm here. I'll be able to take over next hour. Is Super Don going to hang out with me, too?
Well, yes, I will not play you. Smurf theme,
hey,
I promise.
Don't be so reluctant, Super Don, of course.
I've been beat up and yelled at all this hour. I don't know.
Beat you up. I promise I won't beat you up.
He's been going outside the box even when you're not around, Ty.
That's okay, man. Everybody needs to go outside the box, not just us.
Hey, listen, all three of us are dads. We are. We have kids. And although Super Don's kids are all grown up just about, so I got a question about this because I know we're not certain about certain things, and I know we're a bunch of men. We should have Joni on. By the way, happy belated birthday to Joni Abbott. She had a birthday just the other day, and we love her dearly. She should be on talking about this story, but there's science, and then there's the science that we sometimes have to cover. We usually find it from a place called healthfinder.gov, but it means it's time for today's
Moment of Dove.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
What
is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Dove, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Pediatrics. Talking about breastfeeding, bed sharing with babies, tied to more breastfeeding. Right? Here's the sentence. Mothers who sleep with their babies are more likely to breastfeed them and breastfeed them longer. Super Don, what do you think?
So let me see now. The baby is in bed next to you,
yes,
ready
right,
to
right.
eat, versus yep. baby mm-hmm. in the other room in a crib.
Yeah, and I'm thinking mom doesn't have to get up and do so. She's just right there. So what do you, right. Ty? I mean, I know we're just men here. What do we know? But I'm thinking this has really moved the scientific realm into a whole other level.
Wow.
But, you know, speaking of the fact that we're men, we could kind of translate that same moment of dust for men. We could say people that have cars are much more likely to drive cars than people that don't have cars.
That would be a moment of duh. That would be a good moment of duh.
People sitting in cars have a tendency to drive them more than people not sitting in cars.
But the thing is, Guys, it's really, that's just a hypothesis. It hasn't been proven. No peer-reviewed literature showing that that's true.
It's
so
not
we're not going
to approved yet.
Yeah. Right, we're not going to make that leap.
Can you do a double-blind placebo study on that? I don't know.
Well, we're gonna. Yeah, that would be a good moment of doubt. But until it's officially paid for by U.S. taxpayers, we can't say it's for real. All right, guys.
That's right.
Now, here's something that's for real. Do you remember when you first had your kids, guys? You know, the babies are so cute, and you know, your mom would come and say, "Oh, that baby's so cute. I just want to eat you up. I just want to eat you."
Come here. I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Oh, yeah. That was my mother-in-law.
Not like that. No, that's not what I meant. I
mean, was that the fat illegitimate son from
Austin Powers?
Yes, okay. Yes.
That was a different kind of eating you up. I mean, Ty, no, come on, really, seriously. You know, women, they say that. I mean, men don't typically say it, but the women will say, "Oh, you're so cute, I could just eat you."
Get in my belly.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Yeah, no, Charlene still says that. Charlene says, "Oh, Charity, you're so cute, I could just eat you up." Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, there's a story on this, and there's actually why moms want to gobble up cute babies. This is on Fox News, of all places, but why? I mean, there's a dopamine trigger. The smell, you smell a newborn baby, and there's this trigger they talk about eating. They don't really want to eat them, though.
They actually say that the smell of a newborn baby triggers a surge of dopamine for new moms, similar to the reward response that comes with a satisfying craving for food.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. Well, it doesn't happen for men, or men don't even just say that. They'll just go to the fridge and eat something.
Yeah.
Well, I guess so.
Well, I don't know. It's the odor of newborns.
All right, ladies. Let us know what you think. You can call in today, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. Ty Bollinger is going to take over the show next hour. Ty, can you give us a quick preview? We're almost out of time.
Yeah. So apparently Super Don's going to hang out with me. We're going to go all over the place. We're going to talk to Dr. Brad Weeks, a good friend of mine up from Seattle area, about his treatments and the little bit of a mess that he's in with the Board of Medicine up there in Washington State.
Okay. All Cancer right. Cures Outside the Box Wednesday. I've got to go train some docs myself. And just say thanks to our sponsors. That's all we ask. If you enjoy listening and you learn a lot of cool stuff. Why would you tune in to the Robert Scott Bell Show? Not only for Ty and Super Don, but because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.